Hey, ever wondered how you can study abroad on a budget through an agency with visa application for free? I've got news for you. Sable International, S-A-B-L-E, Sable International has access to over 300 institutions in Canada, UK, Ireland, Spain, France, Switzerland, and a lot of countries. And they offer free applications and free visa processing services. Reach out to Sable International today to make inquiries and start your application for free. You can call them on this number, 0818-580-4002, or visit their website, www.sableinternational.com. Sable, that is S-A-B-L-E, Sable International. Thank me later. Let's help. Right into today's episode.
Let's talk Africa, the Africanness of Africa, the beauty, its people, our peculiarities. This is Unzip Stories. I am DS Bello.
I am Divine Alex from Nigeria, and I will unzip this episode. I'm excited today because it's Women's Week and I am a woman. Yeah. Okay, just do one thing for me, right? Wherever you are, celebrate a woman around you now.
Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
Hey, hey, this is me wishing you a happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day.
I am Nigerian, but I am not Hausa. And my story today is about a Hausa queen from the northern part of Nigeria. This story is to commemorate the 2024 International Women's Day. Hashtag inspire inclusion, women who inspire. Do you know Amina, the queen of Zazzau? What story did you hear about her? Well, the comment section is all yours to share your story. Amina was the royal queen of Zazzau, whose story is not only one of courage, determination, and resilience, but is one that inspires women around the world, regardless of their background and circumstances. And I personally believe it's not just for the Hausa tribe, because her story serves as an inspiration for women everywhere who are fighting for inclusion and equality in recent times. And her story gets to me each time. The emergence of Amina as queen in the 16th century, a Hausa city-state called Zazzau, was dependent on her father's death, who left no other sons as her only brother was not of age, and it led to her ruling as regent at first, before she contested and won her seat as queen. Almost everyone in the north knows the story of Amina, as she is idolized in books, statues are raised in honor of her and her name, a symbol of strength for the younger generation till date. Amina is a woman who proved herself to be a talented leader, who moved mountains she could in building her kingdom into an enviable yet most respected kingdom in history during her reign as queen, as well as a skilled military strategist. But what is not emphasized enough is how she has inspired women till date through her achievements and legacies during her reign, and I am inspired, just as you will be at the end of this episode. Let's go. Amina founded the city of Zaria, Katsina, and Daura states. She defied the traditional role of women in her society, which generally are categorized as meant for kitchen and other room. Do you know she created a safe space for the inclusion of women in leadership in Hausa till today? That she is responsible for the spread of Islam in West Africa? Despite living in a male-dominated society, Amina showed that women could be strong, intelligent, and successful. Her life inspired countless women to pursue their own ambitions and break down barriers. She proved that women could be capable rulers and leaders, and she opened the door for future generations of women to take on these roles. Now, this is in a world where women are often perceived as weak and not eligible. Now, Amina accomplished things during her reign, and these include the role she played in the development of the Hausa language and culture. And in addition, her story also inspired numerous works of art and literature, like the Nigerian author Buchi Emechata's novel called The Bride Price. This novel is heavily influenced by Amina's life. Amina's story has also been featured in poems, plays, and even video games. Amina's legacy is honored in modern-day Nigeria with a statue in the city of Zaria, which depicts her on horseback with a sword in her hand, you know, as a warrior queen. And she was also named after a street in Kano State in Nigeria. And every year, the Amina Initiative holds an annual conference that celebrates the achievements of women. Are you aware that one of the most notable examples of how her life inspired women in history is the Amina movement that took place in the northern Nigeria in the 1980s, as a group of women began to challenge traditional gender roles and advocate for greater equality? These women formed organizations. They held protests and campaigned for their rights, which brought about significant changes in the lives of women in northern Nigeria. Personally, I think her story is a reminder that women have the power to change the world, no matter what challenges they may face. She was an example of strong, independent, yet nurturing figure, held high to encourage women to step up and get their dreams rolling. As a woman, I am inspired by the Amina story in three major ways. Now, firstly, I'm inspired by her strength and resilience in the face of adversity. Amina was a woman who had to overcome many challenges, from personal tragedy to political and military conflicts, but she never gave up. She was able to lead her kingdom to prosperity and success. I'm also inspired by her vision and ambition. She saw potential of her kingdom and worked tirelessly to make it a reality. Finally, I'm inspired by her determination to improve the lives of her people, especially women. She worked to give women more rights and opportunities, and her legacy has helped to shape the role of women in Hausa society till date. And today we have more women taking up leadership roles and doing exceedingly great in northern Nigeria as well as around the world, just because someone like Amina, even you and I, inspired and included. This is the end of this episode. Insightful, right? Well, you can celebrate a woman today by mentioning one woman who inspires you or one you would want to appreciate in the comment section. You can also join the picture symbol sign and post it on our comment section or on your personal social media page and tag us. See you again soon. I am Divine Alex from Nigeria. Ciao.
This is Unzipped Stories. I am DS Beller.